Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Herman Cain has been caught in a big, fat, gigantic lie. That's coming up. Australia is in the process of committing suicide. That's what James Dillingpole says. He's coming up for one segment, the next segment. I've got the big breaking news here today on Fast and Furious and how it ties in with this fake Iran plot that, of course, involves Mexican drug cartels, so Holder can look like he's fighting Mexican drug cartels. This is right out of Central Casting. We predicted it. Not hard to predict. We're going to tear apart the 999 plan, which has got VAT, sales taxes, everything in it. I mean, talk about globalist dream. What do you expect from a Federal Reserve operative? The Federal Reserve got the income tax in 1913. Now they want more. They're going to get it because it's so much fun to be conned by Herman Cain. Unless we wake up. Then they got Tiddlywinks, Tinkerbell, whatever his name is, Romney, running around, endorsed by Baron Harkonnen, Jabba the Hutt, or whatever his name is, Chris Plumper. And then when he got, I shouldn't joke, I'm a little overweight myself. The point is they're saying, because he's fat, people like him, because he doesn't look presidential. Herman Cain's black, so he might do, it's what you stand for, not how much you weigh, or what color you are. I know Ron Paul is in good shape, but he's an older guy. Kind of like Dudley Do-Right, but he's Dudley Do-Right, ladies and gentlemen, with a brain. He's not a Ken doll or a smooth-talking Herman Cain or a male cheerleader like Rick Perry. I know you like those people, some of you. All right, let's go to some of your phone calls ahead of our next guest. Let's talk to Corey in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on again. I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you're taking calls on this right now, but the Occupy Durham, Occupy in North Carolina, my experience, and then also recommend someone for you to interview.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt now the entire Democratic Party has endorsed Occupy Wall Street. It's got some good people in it, but it is led by collectivists that want to just take money from the rich instead of get rid of the corrupt Federal Reserve. So it's basically a bunch of Bolsheviks if they have their way. What's your experience with the Occupy Raleigh up there?
Well, I went to the Durham one. I don't know the Raleigh one, but in Durham it was actually run really, really well. It was open-ended. It was based on consensus. They split off into committees, and even the organizers, when they split off into the committees, they said, you know, we're not here to push a certain view or any particular angle.
Yeah, but what did they come up with afterwards? Because if they know predominantly it's mainly a bunch of union people that show up, then they're going to get their collectivist Obama system that Wall Street wants to make people dependent through.
Well, they haven't made any specific demands or proposals yet. We're still meeting and organizing. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm there and that I am at least a single voice talking about the Federal Reserve and trying to identify the actual problem. It seems like a lot of them, realize that there's an issue, but they're having trouble actually pinpointing it.
Well, I'm glad you found some nice folks, because all I've run into, well, Houston, they were pretty nice, but they had a lot of in the Fed signs. What I've mainly run into is don't bring your Ron Paul signs here. We just want to get the rich people. And I'm trying to explain, the ultra rich use government to control and to get your tax money, and to shut down their competition. What the general public thinks of as rich is somebody driving a new car and living in a big house. Those are the people that create jobs. You know, some middle-class person that makes $100,000, $300,000, $1 million a year, that's what drives the economy more than anything. Those consumers. Because we're a consumer society. We don't have industry. But interesting, that's interesting to get your story on that. Thank you so much. Aaron, Don, Vincent, and Scott and others, your calls are coming up after I talk to James Dillingpole briefly, the London Telegraph. And then we're going to get into Herman Cain and a lot more. Stay with us.
Freeze-dry guy customers take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
What you're about to hear is the real experience of women over 40 who finally lost weight, even around the stubborn belly area. How? By becoming hormonally balanced again. Their secret is the Amberen Slim After 40 program. Amberen is the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. You see, the leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Unless you balance your hormones, losing weight may be impossible. But the Amberen Slim After 40 program changes all of that. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally. Plus, it dramatically boosts your cell metabolism, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-894-8776. That's 1-800-894-8776. 1-800-894-8776.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, U.S. says Iran plotted with Mexican drug cartel to assassinate Saudi ambassador. Now, the attorney general has now been subpoenaed, and he knew yesterday when they put out this new plot that he was about to be subpoenaed. So now people vaguely paying attention just hear that Iran was going to arm Mexico and try to blow up embassies and kill people. And so now people just kind of foggily are hearing, oh, Iran was involved. Oh, Holder's fighting drug cartels, not giving them thousands and thousands of weapons and letting them ship cocaine in the U.S. That's all come out in federal court. They've declared national security months ago in Chicago. Fast and Furious is only the very tip of the iceberg that's coming up. Herman Cain caught in lies, saying that he never said that we don't need to audit the Fed. Proof of those lies coming up. Paul Watson has a big article on it at InfoWars.com. But I wanted to just for one segment, we appreciate him joining us here on short notice, I wanted to get James Dillingpole on because I saw with horror today that the lower house, even though upwards of 90% in the polls I've seen are against this in Australia and different governments have been thrown out in the last few years, the implementation of the carbon taxes has already bankrupt many of the sheep farmers, beef farmers. But now they're going to jack up the taxes, and I've got a breakdown per household, home inspectors. You can just type into the search engine under carbon tax, green police to inspect home without warrants. So just unleashing the Soviets, unleashing a new 21st century Bolshevism for the bankers. And it says protests disrupt question time after carbon bill passes the lower house. And James Dillingpole, writing for the Telegraph, he also writes for a lot of other big publications and is a best-selling author, says Australia commits suicide. This is meant to create a post-industrial world. And, of course, the big globalist mafia, they're all exempt, like General Electric, from their own carbon taxes. They write up here with Ken Lay and Goldman Sachs here in the U.S. So going now to James Dillingpole, joins us to break this down. I agree with you. Australia is committing suicide right now, even though the public doesn't want it. These are authoritarians. So tell us exactly what's happened.
You've got Julia Gillard's coalition administration passing by a very slender majority, I think 74 votes to 72, this tax on Australia, which almost none of the people want except for a few liberals in the cities. A tax on carbon, which is going to destroy the Australian economy. And the reason is that of all the world's major economies, none is more dependent on fossil fuels than Australia. And the reason for that is Australia is an island of coal, an island of minerals, an island of gas, an island of oil. Australia has got lots of fossil fuels. It makes sense for a country like that to use its natural resources. So here is Julia Gillard, against the wishes of the Australian people, as the world enters the worst depression ever, probably, imposing this tax, which is going to be a tax on everything, because everything in Australia is to do with carbon. Now, what's interesting about Australia is I think it's a kind of bellwether for the rest of us. You know, it's not just about this swinging tax on carbon. You remember the case a few months ago of the Australian farmer who went on hunger strike to protest about the way that his land was not his land. He bought this farmland, but he couldn't clear it of trees because the trees in Australia have been declared a carbon sink, which means that effectively private property has been abolished in Australia. You can't clear your own land of trees. There was another case where a farmer who had cleared his trees around his house as a firebreak was fined by the federal authorities for clearing the trees away from his land. And guess what happened? A fire broke out. This guy was the only guy for miles around whose house wasn't burned down because he had sensibly cleared those trees illegally.
Unbelievable. And I saw 2 years ago sheep farmers under the first regimen of this, because they always jack it up, tying himself to a tower for months in a hunger strike because he has to pay a tax on every sheep he has for their flatulence. They're saying the methane is evil, and they're taking half his land off limits that he paid for, that had been in his family for generations. This is so incredible. And then it's cold-blooded in that insiders get exemptions from it. So it makes the government and the regional governments like these mafia dons where no one can operate but them.
There is a battle going on for the soul of Australia. Just as there's a battle going on all around the world, it's happening in America, it's happening in Britain. What's interesting about Australia, I suppose, is that we now have in Australia an opposition party which is absolutely committed to undoing the damage which has been done by this carbon tax. You know, Tony Abbott, the opposition leader, has vowed in blood, he says, that he will repeal this carbon tax as soon as he gets into power. And I think given the unpopularity of this carbon tax, he will get into power. It'd be very interesting to see what happens to Australia when it becomes part of the resistance to this global warming craze, you know, all this stuff that's being imposed on us by the New World Order of the United Nations and so on. If Australia tries to resist this nonsense, as I believe it will, what will the rest of the world economies do? Will they try and punish Australia? You know, if there are still people like Obama running America, for example, you know, if the EPA still has power, what's going to happen to Australia? But I like to think that Australia will prove the leader of the resistance in 2 years' time, and that's a good thing. I respect those Australians. I think people power will ultimately decide.
Well, I mean, I've seen polls over the last few years, scientific ones, between 75 and 90%. It's wildly unpopular. I know some previous governments fell because of it, but their mission to bring in this tyranny is so key that they went ahead and rammed it through regardless. Now, at least there, they've passed it through their parliament, through their government. Here, it doesn't pass Congress, so Obama just does it and then gives his friends waivers from it. And then in your country, David Cameron, for those that don't know, is supporting carbon taxes. So it doesn't matter what party you vote for, unless it's against UKIP.
There is a complete democratic deficit in most of the world where this eco-fascism is concerned. In Britain, all the three major political parties are committed to decarbonizing Britain, to imposing these swinging taxes and regulations on us in the name of saving us from a problem that doesn't exist. In the US, you have a similar problem in that Obama bypasses the democratic process by using his boot boys in the EPA to circumvent the democratic process. So you have no democracy. This stuff is being imposed on you against your will.
And the front runners are all carbon tax lovers, especially Mitt Romney, now endorsed by Chris Christie. And I tell conservatives, hey, you know, Al Gore thanks him, and he also is the author of Socialist Healthcare. And they say, well, we like socialism as long as it's a Republican that looks like a Ken doll. And I just say, but I mean, he's also for gun control. And they say, I'm ready to turn him in. what's wrong with these people?
I fear that, too. I'm looking to, you know, I look to America because things are so dismal here in Europe. I look across to America thinking, well, at least something is going to get changed when Obama gets defenestrated. But I look at your lead candidate at the moment for the, you know, to take over. I don't think Romney is the answer. I really don't.
Doesn't he seem like he's a David Cameron clone?
He does seem like Alex in one, and that is my fear. He is David Cameron Redux, and that is not what you want, America. Believe me.
Now, why do you think the power elite want this to the point of, you know, the front runner they want in America is just like David Cameron? He might as well be Al Gore. He just has different rhetoric. Why does the ruling elite, I mean, it's not just a bunch of hippies running around that want to rob rich people. Why does the elite want this?
Because the managerial elite wants somebody who is not going to rock the boat, quite simply. They do not want a radical in power. They do not want a game changer. They do not want somebody who believes in something crazy like restoring the gold standard or anything like that. They want somebody who can continue as before and hand out the special favors to the special interest groups. They want another corporatist, you know, a corporatist Republican like W was both Bushes were corporatists.
I agree. Briefly, what's your view on Ron Paul?
Ron Paul, I think he comes up with some very sensible stuff on domestic politics. I'm not totally convinced about some of the things. You know, I did not shed a tear for the assassination of Al-Awlaki. I'm sorry, I know some of your listeners will disagree with that. I don't give a toss about that guy being offed. I do, however, agree with him on sound money. And Alex, I believe that the issue of sound money is going to be the defining issue of our lifetimes. I think this is the thing.
Well, that and the global warming people. But I agree with you from following Australia from afar and getting the phone calls. This is the issue that's got them hopping mad to really see the tyranny. And now I was reading Sydney Morning Herald. They're starting home inspections without warrants and bossy bureaucrats. The more they squeeze, the more resistance it's going to form. Of course, James Hillingpole is at jameshillingpole.com. He writes for The Times, Daily Telegraph, and The Spectator. And his new book is Watermelons, exposing the fact they're green on the outside, commie on the inside. James, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be on the show.
Good to have you on with us. Wow. Yeah, so Australia committing suicide. They're certainly trying to. The ruling class is. I mean, they're putting in the worst carbon taxes I've ever seen. California's doing it. Look at California going to Hades in a handbasket. We're going to come back into the economy briefly. Then I'm getting into the big news. Fast and Furious tied into this fake Iran terror plot. Stay with us. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones, GCNLive.com.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514. As an extra bonus, get our men's libido formula to support better intimacy for both you and her. It's yours absolutely free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514.
All right, look, I know we got loaded phones, and I want to go to your calls, okay? But I also need, when we come back, to really spend some time on a couple different issues. A, we have Herman Cain caught lying, and the problem is there's so many examples of him saying, no need to audit the Fed, people that want to audit it are dummies. He wrote it in his book. He tells Ron Paul it's just not true, and he doesn't appreciate being misrepresented and says it convincingly. I mean, this guy makes Bill Clinton look like a bad liar, man. I'm telling you, he's slick. Because he really looks like he's angry. He's like, I don't appreciate being misrepresented by you. And Paul's looking at him going, okay, we're going to check. Because Paul knows full well he's lying. Now, I guarantee you they're going to have campaign ads if they get the money. And he is the third biggest campaign earner. And he's going to show Kane lying. That'll be a powerful ad. The Paul campaign doesn't do that ad. And I recommended, and I know others did, but the ad about the Al Gore cheerleader and the rest of it, the Hillary Care support. And that pretty much did end old Ricky for now. Old Ricky Bobby Perry. All right, I'm digressing. I'm sorry. That's coming up too. Okay, but I can't just keep kicking this news down the road. So I'll hit the Fast and Furious tied into the fake terror plot. I'll take calls for the rest of the hour. And then at the start of the next hour, I will start getting into the whole Herman Cain thing. Let's do it that way. I want to bring Ted Anderson up here. And yes, I'm going to promote and push gold and silver on you because I believe in it. I believed in silver when it was $5 an ounce and it's up at 30-something. It's been almost up to 50 just the last year. It shows the volatility. I was promoting gold when it was 260 an ounce, then 300, then 400, then 500. It's gone way back up in the 1600s again. It's been as high as 2000. You look at the 12-year graph, it's only going up because of global dollar devaluation. And there's a number to minus resources. I wanted to bring Ted up because they've basically knocked out most of the speculators in gold and silver by raising the margin calls, the margin amounts to record levels to knock out speculation. So now it's the real market we're seeing, and it's going back up. So it looks like gold's found its bottom at around 1600, and silver has found its bottom at around, 29 or so, and is only going up from here, from what I've seen historically. We may be wrong, but they are devaluing currencies worldwide. Ted Anderson, what say you?
Well, you know what's going on, Alex. Right now, Italy is in trouble. Greece is in trouble. Germany is turning on the printing press to bail them out. Even places like Switzerland is devaluating their currency. The United States obviously is in the same shape. And you're right about the bottom of the market was right around 1600 on gold. We've seen 1693.40 already today. We're almost back to $1,700 an ounce. Silver, of course, at that $28-$29 level, now at $33.18 for a high today. Obviously, the market is not thinking that the economy's fixed quite yet. And, you know, one of the things, I mean, we have that protest that's going on here in Minneapolis down in the Hennepin Government Center. And the Occupy people, and I was talking to my guys here at the office. We're trying to figure out, well, what can we do to touch these people? And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? And if we can get this thing done, we're going to put on an American Dream video right there in a big screen TV and let them watch the story.
Ted, that's genius. Rent a big field nearby. Advertise it on local radio. I know I'm on a couple AMs, AM and FM there in your area. I know you've got other Genesis shows that are on, like Jason Lewis. And who's on locally, and then we can promote that and then get all of those well-meaning, a lot of them collectivist Democrat supporters out and say, here's what the Federal Reserve is all about. By the way, you're still running that deal, even though silver is now way up. You can get two silver dollars at cost, $73. I challenge you to get two collectible silver dollars for $73 with free shipping, a free Big Brother 1984 George Orwell analysis by Mark Dice, paralleling how it all came true in the American Dream, animated film about the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Federal Reserve, something that these little greeny weenies can understand. Very well done. Two free gifts, free shipping, 73 smackers available. You go to Infowars.com, you see the big banner, top right-hand corner. It says get two silver dollars, get two free gifts. That's available at Infowars.com. One of the few radio specials you can actually get on the web, or you can call to get those, 800-686-2237. This is a loss leader. And by loss leader, Ted actually loses money on this. Some loss leaders, you just break even. I do some loss leaders that break even. Ted does this and loses money on this deal, loses a bunch of money. What is it? At the end of the day, I think it's something like $20 Ted's losing here.
It's such a great educational tool, Alex. I mean, like you said, these people don't know their head from their rear end, man. If they watch this video, they'll start to get a clue.
Okay, yeah, exactly. In fact, get American Dream DVDs at Infowars.com discounted or in this deal from Ted and go give it to these people. That's the best idea I've ever heard of. Stay there, Ted. I want to hear a little bit more about this. Folks, call today, 800-686-2237. Yeah, if they think capitalism's the problem, they really need to see this DVD. 800-686-2237.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514. As an extra bonus, get our men's libido formula to support better intimacy for both you and her. It's yours absolutely free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. I'm one of the hardest working people in radio because the truth and freedom and liberty is worth it. We come back 7 o'clock every night, weeknights, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I wanted to finish up with Ted Anderson. That's a great idea, Ted. You know, you sponsored the Ron Paul Air Force and gave a lot to the blimp as well. With the banner hangs all over the country and the aircraft. We ought to get that going again this year for this campaign, this cycle. But what a great idea to take the American Dream, because it's a 35-minute animated, really historical documentary that's very entertaining, kind of in a South Parkian way, minus, you know, the potty humor and stuff, of the Federal Reserve takeover of America, how it's foreign-owned, how it destroys the country. And you're saying you're working on getting one of those big, I guess, blow-up screens, I guess.
Yeah, either a big projector or a big screen TV, one of those two.
They also have high-powered projectors that will shoot it on the sides of buildings. We were talking about getting one of those and projecting something like that on the side of the Fed.
Yeah, that would work out perfectly. Or, you know, I mean, the thing about it is that these kids are very motivated. They know that there's something wrong. So for that reason, they're very smart. But they're
God, the power of that film, because it's short, compared to them with Obama controllers, they're trying to make them chant into zombies. There'd be no comparison. We're like, here's historical information versus zombie chanting. You might be able to actually save them from zombie servitude.
Yeah, at least some of them, and then they'll start spreading the words to others. You know, I mean, that's how it works, Alex. I mean, when you got started, when I got started, it was very few people that would listen to this kind of thing. They thought we were nuts. And now you put a video like this up. I mean, the creation, the creativity, they did such a great job on this video, and they'll captivate these kids. You know, they'll watch it, and they'll go, oh, yeah, now I know who the enemy
is.
Well,
absolutely. Folks can buy it in one-offs at InfoWars.com, the American Dream. But the best way to get it is to get Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice, free, the free $10 shipping, the free American Dream film DVD, the two silver dollars, $73, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, I need to get to this other news. I know you're a busy man, but briefly, you're always promoting the silver dollars. It is the best deal you're going to find anywhere. Folks, do the math. Check it out for yourself. What about when they call? There's also another big radio list of gold and silver specials that are only available to radio listeners.
There is. As a matter of fact, if you even look at the web numbers, they've gone up so much because gold has gone up, but you can still pick up the Frank for $363. You'll pay a lot more than that. Walking Liberties right now are at $1,643. Want to support Ron Paul? Why not get a Campaign for Liberty proof coin for $498? It's a quarter of an ounce of gold. It's a great way to do that and also have gold in your hand. I mean, think about it. If you buy the silver dollars in the videos, you're actually going to have silver dollars. Someday in the future, those silver dollars could mean the difference between having food and starving. You know, that's how big of a deal that is. Plus, they're the real silver dollars. They're the silver dollars that Thomas Jefferson and company designed in the Constitution for us to have as money. You know, this is real historical value. It's not some slug that some off-brand mint had made. It's the real deal. So,
well, Ted, in closing, the good news here is that in the past, when gold and silver dipped momentarily in the last 12 years, you'd be dead as a doornail up there. But you told me in the last few weeks, in this artificial dip, you've seen record purchasing of gold and silver going on. And that really shows that people are waking up and are used to these manipulative cycles now, and that they try to manipulate the speculative market, but in the physical, people are really starting to wake up to what's going on. And so people can now still get gold and silver you bought weeks ago at the lower price, even though it's gone up a lot. That's what they get when they call and ask about the list of radio specials, 800-686-2237. Final comments, Ted.
Yeah, just, you know, don't pay attention to what's going on with all this manipulation. The reality is that the world is falling apart right now. There's way too much debt, and the problems aren't solved yet, and you're going to see gold and silver increase in value as the dollar depletes because the government is still turning to the printing press to solve these problems, and that's just the way it is. And you'll see it rise. I just know that that's what we're, you know, in for. Rising prices in gold and silver, or in reality, the value of the currency is going to fall.
Well said, Ted. Thank you so much. That was Ted Anderson joining us. Okay, here's what I want to do. I really want to take calls, but I can't sit here and mention this news and not get to it. So I'm going to go to Aaron, Don, Vincent, David, Ronnie here in just a few minutes. And then I'll continue with calls into the next hour. But the next hour, I'll first get into Fed Insider Kane caught in brazen debate lie. Ron Paul also goes after him and says, oh, you can't mention who you'd appoint as the new Fed head if you were president. And he went on and said, spoken like a true insider. So I'm going to get to that next hour. First, I'm going to get to this group of articles here that I have in my hot little hands. This is from InfoWars.com. U.S. Iran plotted with Mexican drug cartel to assassinate Saudi ambassador. Now, I told you that with Fast and Furious coming to a head, that you would look for a staged terror attack or a foiled attack. That's a no-brainer. But I couldn't even imagine that it would be Mexican-associated. But they want to blur that. So in the made-up story, the Mexican drug cartels, the ones that Holder's been arming for 3 years at least, and now it's coming out in the news, we'll get to that Hillary, of course, is in charge of this, false flag against the Second Amendment is only one part of it, that that they would say Mexican drug cartels were involved, but then go on and say there's actually no proof. It's like, we have a major terror threat, checkpoints nationwide, no warrants. It's a constitution-free day because Al-Qaeda wants to get us. But by the way, there's no real credible threat from this. And then Governor Ridge, of course, admitted back 2 years ago that when he was head of Homeland Security, Bush would tell him to issue fake terror alerts as a political protection. Because every time something negative came out, well, uh-oh, DEFCON 5, you know, the terrorists are going to get us. Oh, my gosh, we are in so much trouble. So here is the headline. U.S.-Iran plotted with Mexican drug cartel to assassinate Saudi ambassador. The United States has accused Iran of plotting to kill the Saudi ambassador to the United States and bomb the Saudi embassy in Washington. So right as Israel says they want to attack Iran, and right as the drum beating gets the heaviest it's ever been, we had Ray McGovern on, former CIA, to talk about that last week. Magically, Iran's working with the drug cartels, and there's the good attorney general fighting Iran along with the Mexican cartels. Why he's not involved arming them, why he's fighting them. Isn't that just special? According to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, who has come out in federal court, allows Sinaloa to ship cocaine in and gives them the guns to knock out their competition. That they've declared national security on that, and they're not denying it. So what? They deal some drugs. They bring some guns out of the country. They give guns to people in Tampa and Chicago and Indianapolis. But they're a good government. These are good people. Let them search your car at a checkpoint for drugs. It makes a lot of sense. The Justice Department claims Iran and Mexican drug cartels worked together on the plot. Holder and the Justice Department claim the plot was hatched in Mexico last May. Two Iranians, Mansour Rabasir and Jalom Shakuri, were accused of the attack in court documents, according to the New York Times. And it goes on, the Justice Department claims Iran and Mexican drug cartels worked together on the plot. Holder said there is no basis to believe that any other conspirators are present in the U.S. Oh, these are people outside. I'm sure a drone will kill them. They'll really just bomb a chicken shack or something and say they killed them. You know, they killed a Lockheed 5-6 times. I mean, why not? There's no basis. You know, they're not here. It's just he saved you, though. He said the two men are connected to Quds Force, a division of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Yeah. Right as Israel started to blow up Iran, they would do this. Sure. And Easter bunnies lay eggs on Easter. Holder said the money to support the attack had been transferred through a New York bank, but the men had not yet obtained any explosives. In addition to holding these individual conspirators accountable for their alleged role, this is his quote, for their alleged role in the plot, the United States is committed to holding Iran accountable for its actions, Holder said. Yes, Mr. Liar has been caught perjuring himself in Oklahoma City, in the Mark Rich pardons, in Fast and Furious. Right as you get subpoenaed to block all this out, you're protecting us from the drug cartels that work with the evil Islamists. Yes, sure you are. The Justice Department made the criminal complaint public ahead of a fresh round of sanctions by the U.S. Treasury Department against the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is already sanctioned for its role in overseeing Iran's nuclear program. The U.S. and Israel accused Iran of secretly using its nuclear energy program to build nuclear weapons. The Islamic Republic of Iran has rejected the accusation and characterized it as a prefabricated scenario. I don't know. The people that run our country have only overthrown Iran twice and staged terror attacks to do it. Now, let's get into exactly why this is now being brought up. This is now being brought up because right on time, ISSA issues subpoena to Holder in Fast and Furious investigation. And we just so happen to have the subpoena. I have a little copy of it here. We've got it linked up at Infowars.com. If you'd like to go read it for yourself. And they subpoena the Attorney General, the Deputy, former Attorney General, the Office of the Attorney General, Acting Deputy Attorney Counsel, Assistant Attorney General, just a whole bunch of these people. It looks about like 10 of them, 12 of them. And then you get over here. James Trustee of the Organized Crime and Gang Section, all these other people, the Criminal Fraud Section, and they want all the communications between all these different organizations and groups. But if you're already a lying criminal, you know, that's another thing about being the head of the Federal Reserve, like Herman Cain was. The Federal Reserve has been caught all over the country laundering drug money knowingly, over and over again. Just do a Google or LexisNexis on that. Again, these are dirty people. Just because Holder and Obama and Cain and Hillary and all these people wear little fancy suits and she wears a big brooch and all this. This is organized crime that runs our country. That's what tyranny is. And it's business as usual. These are just organized crime puppets, though. And it continues with all the different things that they're demanding. And then the Suffolk County Report has a report here with Mike Vanderbogue. Sources close to the development of the Gunwalker scheme state that, and this is what I've gotten out of congressional testimony, similar things, that this goes all the way up into the White House at the highest levels, and it's been confirmed that they all knew, and they've been caught in emails lying and did know. So Hillary and her trusted associate, Secretary of State, reportedly, Andrew J. Shapiro devised at least part of the framework for what would later become Operation Fast and Furious. It was Shapiro, reportedly, who first described the details of the proposed scheme early in 2009, just after the Obama administration took office. Vanderbogue relates the following. His sources say Hillary's trusted subordinate, it's come out that this is high-level people in the White House, cabinet level. They haven't said exactly who, though, in congressional testimony. It was Shapiro who first described to the Secretary of State the details of the plan. And, of course, this is so public that they've even given speeches before. Turns out 2 years ago, bragging about Fast and Furious and their gun-walking program and how they were going to use that to crack down on semi-automatics and the rest of it. And now we have, on the heels of all of this, we now have the ATF saying, can't sell more than two rifles. If you do, call us. We may do a criminal investigation. They already know through the NICS system you're buying three shotguns, two handguns, whatever it is. They already know. It's already called in to the FBI, put in the database. So then 3 or 4 months ago, they did that and sent those letters out outside of law. They tried to pass the law earlier this year. They couldn't. So they just said, we don't need any stinking law. You know, just like with EPA greenhouse gas stuff, we'll just do it. And so they're now doing it. And now they're saying, you've got to find out as a gun shop dealer, as a federal firearms licensee, if somebody's got a medical marijuana card. And there are literally hundreds of different ailments that marijuana has been proven to help. Stomach aches, nausea, glaucoma, list goes on and on. People that can't eat, don't have an appetite, depression, you name it. I'm not even saying marijuana is good. You know, some people it has a bad effect, some people it has a good effect. It's a drug, very complex natural drug. But I'll put it to you this way. Today's marijuana isn't Grandpa George Washington's marijuana. It's a lot stronger. It's been bred that way. But the issue here is, the reason I digress is, they're saying if you've got a medical marijuana card under law through your medical doctor, that if you don't ask and find out, they're going to SWAT team raid and put you in jail, and they're going to SWAT team raid people with medical marijuana cards now and confiscate their guns. I mean, this is a lawless, brazen group of brutish criminals violating states' rights and the rights of doctors who are the experts to prescribe marijuana. I've seen a bunch of big studies where Prozac and Prozac-type drugs actually increase suicide, depression, and they did double-blind studies with THC pills, and it actually helped depression on average. But again, I'm not going to sit here and get into the pros and cons of marijuana. I've said, so that I can be up on the subject and accurately cover it, about once a year, I will try some out. And it is a serious drug. And I don't recommend young people use it. And I don't think it's cool. It turned a lot of folks into deadbeats. But it does have medical uses, and it's up to the states to basically deal with this, and the feds are out of control. But I now digress, my friends, off into other areas. I want to go to break and come back until 20 after next hour. And I will take phone calls, 30 minutes or so of phone calls when we come back from break. And then I'm going to get into really the finale of the transmission. I got some military news. I've got some economy news I want to get to. Families are facing the biggest fall in income since the 1970s, all by design. I've got an Occupy LA speaker calls for violence, says violence will be needed. Wow, we had the survivor of the underwear bomber on, the only witness he was going to call. Haskell did predict, actually, on air, that it was probably a way to get a plea bargain because they didn't want Haskell testifying. That happened today. He's now announced he's going to sue the government for the fact that they almost killed him, helping the underwear bomber get on the plane. That's going to be an amazing civil suit. That's all coming up. That broke here. Dilling poll on the carbon taxes in Australia. As Australia commits suicide, that's his headline. But coming up, Fed insider Kane caught in brazen debate lie. We're going to play the clips, prove the lies, all of it. Coming up, 20 minutes in the next hour. But first, three segments of your phone calls straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv will be live tonight, 7 o'clock. Stay with us.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
tell you, I could get so much more done around here if I wasn't always dealing with taxes and bills and scrabbling around trying to feed the coal into this locomotive. But we've done a lot together. It's amazing, so I appreciate all your financial support at InfoWars.com. Okay, that's why I was late getting in here, and they're banging on the door going, get in here. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's go to Aaron in Wisconsin. Welcome, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, Alex, what's going on with you?
Worldwide transmission, my friend. How may I serve you?
Well, I understand that the worldwide transmission, you might have to spend a few minutes here. But first, you know, you are Johnny B. Good. You know what I'm saying? You're showing everyone the example, for one. And I know you digress. You know what I'm saying? And, but it's almost like I'm sitting here trying to respond. And, you know, you bring up a lot of topics.
Yeah, I jump around. I don't just sit here and go, look at Obama, or look at Bush. I'm pointing out they're just puppets, which is elementary, but for a lot of the public, that's a new idea. What do you think of all this news? What'd you call in about today? Because we've got so much going on.
And that's the thing. I'll get to the point where I came to call in, but I'll also respond to things you went with Ted Anderson. I mean, just imagine, you could buy comic books for a dime. And the reason why it was made of silver. You could hand them an object and receive an object. Nowadays, you have to hand them thousands of digital objects to get something.
When my mom was a child, she could go to the drugstore with 50 cents and get a Coca-Cola, get some type of candy, and get a grilled cheese for 50 cents. Now you can't get a cup of coffee for 50 cents. It's all about devaluation of the currency.
That's right. And so Ted brought up a good point. With Herman Cain, he's going to destroy himself, obviously, for the Federal Reserve. But part of the movement that we really need to focus on is the term the New World Order. And we have signs at these Occupy saying, stop the New World Order. People go online more than they could with the Fed. Because who knows? You know, the Fed could put up their own website. And they could look at their own Fed websites. I don't disagree that Fed should not be part of the thing. But the New World Order is our problem. And that's what we need to face.
No, I know. But, I mean, the Federal Reserve is how the big mega banks get their government power. It is private, but it's got to deal with the government. And it's been given government power. And so that's how you strip them of their power to monetize debt and devalue the currency. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Don in Tennessee, welcome. Thank you for holding.
This tactic sound like the Celtic Highland clearances in Scotland and Ireland. No using the resources on the land, no cutting wood, no burning wood, forbidding the Celtic colors and symbols. I would like to have maybe some of your British friends talk about that sometime.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. I pointed this out. Stay there. I'll come back to you in a minute. I don't want to shortchange you. For those that don't know history, in ancient Japan, in ancient England, in ancient France, the ancient Aztecs, the slave class couldn't cut wood, couldn't use resources. That's how the system controls you. And the Club of Rome admits this post-industrial global system, this New World Order, is neo-feudalism. It is serfdom. That's what it is.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.